Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast, everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the podcast with me, David Bailey. It's getting hotter, it seems, here in northwest Bosnia and Herzegovina, getting though to the normal weather that we've been used to for so many years. Having said that, I still really, really struggle with anything over 32 Celsius. In this episode, I talk to Elizabeth O'Neill from Perth in Western Australia, who, with her husband, is currently in Croatia on a workaway. Now, as you might know, I'm extremely interested in all forms of slow tourism, and this actually seems to fit, although counterintuitively. I mean, working whilst holidaying? So on a rather buffery Skype connection recently, I asked Elizabeth about working away.
My husband and I are young retirees, and we had been invited to a wedding in Vietnam of a friend of mine. I worked there a couple of years ago. And a friend here in Croatia who was born here and was returning for his 60th birthday. And we thought, how can we do this together and be away for 6 months? So we started in Vietnam, looked for a connecting flight to start either north or south and end up in Croatia through July. We had also been looking at the Workaway site for the last 2 or 3 years, an internet platform where you work for 20 hours in exchange for your accommodation and food, and you give a hand to people who need helping up their farm or maintaining old buildings, cooking, cleaning. A lot of hostels are using Workaways at the moment, but we've avoided hostels and look for a more cultural kind of change. We wanted this kind of holiday because we're quite active. My husband has a building trade and I have a teaching background, and so we want the skills that we have are willing to share, and we look at other people that are on this site in the areas that we're traveling, and we ask them, or as it turns out, they get in touch with us and ask us if we could please come to there while we're in that country.
How hard is it though, the work? I mean, you arrive somewhere and do you get to say what you will do, or do they get to say what you will do?
Well, already on your profile, you've kind of said what you'll do. And we have a fairly positive look, and we don't mind working. For instance, we've had two now, one on the island of Corfu, which we actually felt we were taking advantage of them, because we were lucky if 2 or 3 hours work a day, and they just wanted to show us their island, speak to us in English, tell us about their history and their culture. And we just were amazed at their generosity and their kindness. And they give you tips on how to travel to the next destination. So that was our first ever experience as a workawayer. And we thought, all right, well, that's the ballpark. That's the standard, I guess. And it's either going to be better than this or worse. So the next one was a workaway in the south, just 20 minutes south and east of Dubrovnik. We actually stayed on for an extra half a week because we just had so much fun with this family. Two young boys, 18 and 20, a small plot with herbs, a big veggie patch. So we're doing the gardening. I helped maintain a pool. My husband built a platform and some steps to get in and out of the above ground, general plumbing maintenance, because his husband works away for months at a time, and it's too big a place for her to look after herself. So, you know, and she puts us in on all these amazing things happening in the area, tells us about the history and what's gone on, places to visit. She was the lady that actually sent us up to Mostar and said, you know, don't leave this area without going into Bosnia-Herzegovina. We will travel back and look more thoroughly further east and north as where you are, because we were blown away by the culture, the friendliness, the openness, the willingness to help travellers out. They're just beautiful people. And coming from Australia, we just don't have this kind of culture.
It's a bit like slow tourism in a way, what you're describing. Instead of rushing from one place to another to see this, to see this, to see this, to see this, you can take it so slowly and almost become a local. You just eat local food and just do things like local people do. It must be fantastic.
Oh, look, I think I got it. I chose to go to Vietnam, teach English as a second language 3 years ago, and left my husband back in Australia. But I did travel back 2 or 3 times through the year, and he came to visit a couple of times. But I actually lived with family, and now they're like my Vietnamese family, and that's why we returned for a wedding. Best friend. And we would just work a week and then jump on a scooter and travel out around the countryside all weekend and then come back ready to start work again Monday. And I thought, this is such a good way to live, because you're actually experiencing what life is really like in these countries.
What has been the highlight for you, Elizabeth, from your time so far in Croatia? Croatia is slightly different from Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's got a beautiful coast. You know, the weather is really cool. But I think the people are similar in so many respects. So if you could choose one thing so far, what would you say has been the thing that's left the greatest impression on you?
Oh, the history. The history, I think, is what I just love. My jaw drops every time I walk down a street. You know, we have travelled through Italy and France a little years ago, slowly in a car and to us around, but here still live in these villages and walled towns. That's what I think we're loving. We stopped and chatted to an old man in Korčula Island who had lived in his house for 80 years. Yeah, that's just one of those special moments you would never experience if you were a tourist traveling from hotel to hotel, you know, flying on a plane and jetting out the next destination.
You're not going to stay in Europe forever. You will have to go back to Australia, I assume. How do you think you're going to cope with the I mean this in the most politest and sincerest of ways. How are you going to cope with the culture shock of going back down under?
Oh, look, that's a funny, serious question. I had this problem when I came back from Vietnam, because what drove me out of Vietnam was the noise and the hustle and bustle. And I got back home, and within a week I was missing it and going, oh, it's so quiet. And, but we have a large family at home, and I think we'll just be sitting down ready, planning our next trip, which next year we're intending to spend 4 or 5 months on the road, transversing from Perth through to Queensland, through the centre of Australia.
That sounds amazing. I mean, for me, like you're saying about the quaintness of Croatia, the quaintness of Bosnia-Herzegovina, for a Northern Hemisphere person, I would just love the experience of standing at the side of the road and watching, what do you call them, road trains? These trucks that have 20 or 30 things behind. It's so unusual how our perspectives are so different.
Oh, it is. And I think that's why we love to travel. So we try to travel once every 2 to 3 years. And then the next year we travel within Australia, because it's such a big country. And we love to have travelled overseas, because we can then appreciate what we've got as to what is available out there. And we have lived up in the north of Western Australia for many years, and road trains are just an everyday occurrence, and we curse them most of the time. I've actually driven haul packs in mines. My husband is a blast technician, so he's blown up the ground. And yeah, I could sit and chat all day about the experiences we've had. And
are you planning to come back to the Balkans again, or is this, you've done this and there's somewhere else to see in the world for the next trip outside Oz?
Oh, look, we want to go everywhere, but we will come back to the Balkans, because we've just tipped the tip of the iceberg this trip.
Well, listen, when you come back next time, please keep in touch. It's so nice that you're following the Facebook page. But do, next time you come back, please, please, please do get in touch. We'll try and give you the slow tourism tour to die for.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool. Well, I will stay in touch via Facebook. And, yes, we hope we get back here in not too many years' time.
Hey, and you take care with your work away. The idea is to enjoy it, not to work, if you know what I mean.
Look, we've got a really good balance, as we were telling our friends. We 3 weeks, and then we have a week off, and that's what we're doing here in Buditsa. So we've hired bikes for a week, and yesterday we went south for 30 kilometres. The day before we went north 30 kilometres, and just the little villages, take pictures, sit and have coffee with the locals. Yeah, it's just the best way to holiday.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for giving me your precious time today. Do enjoy the rest of your time on holiday. And maybe, if we keep our fingers crossed, we'll catch up in the near future.
Be lovely. Thanks for your time, David. I've enjoyed it.
Elizabeth O'Neill there, talking to me about working away. To find out more about working away, check out the links in the show notes. And once again, apologies for that buffery internet connection. That's it for this edition. If you would like to support the podcast, then there's a link both in the show notes and on our blog at An Englishman in the Balkans. That's all one word, .com. Supporting us really does help, as would a review if you're catching this on iTunes. Thanks again for listening, and until the next episode of the podcast, do stay safe wherever you are in the world.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pachinovich-Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.